Now at 11:01, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Yeah, I got nothing to say about that. Coming up in a roundabout now, it's time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. You know, sometimes I get on a roll. Next thing you know, I've done a whole show. So that's what we've got tonight. I figure with some of the weeks off coming up in the not-so-distant future, it probably would make sense to keep up with the process. So that's what we're going to do here tonight. Don't worry, there's plenty of silliness in store in these radio obituaries. There's at least one member of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars in the obits tonight. There's numerous Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites. There's a couple of those tunes. So, you know, there's some stuff going on. I don't think you will be disappointed. Gosh, I hope not. I know our titular head of research is going to be disappointed because right now I'm going to remind everyone to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Yonrico Scott, the American drummer and percussionist. He was a longtime member of the Grammy-winning Derek Trucks Band. He became a band leader of his own ensemble and later worked with the Royal Southern Brotherhood with Cyril Neville. Yonrico Scott just passed away at 63. He is the initial radio obituary tonight, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When was the first time that you found Kevin?
Cabbage was strewn about by the Portuguese. 1966, January 5th, it was put by Jack Schaefer and the Portuguese. January 5th.
Man, the contact lens. Great invention. He gets no credit.
All the napkins were taken out of Idaho in the year of 010 when crepe became Cuban, factories manicured. The utensil lotion were veiled, then came the
sixes in the sensitive film realized. Cabbage.
Never even see a contact lens special.
Arkansas.
signing his name to the bill. But I never had much control till I got to Arkansas. I never had much control till I got to Arkansas. They gave up the grips by giving up their ship to the men in the Adriatic Sea. Never had much control until I came to Arkansas. I never had much control until I got to Arkansas.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Sandy Jones, the Irish singer who represented Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1972. We haven't had a Eurovision singer in a few weeks, so this is nice. Her appearance was the only occasion in the history of the contest in which an Irish performer performed a song in the Irish language. Huh. Sandy Jones just passed away at 68. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
shimari shake your lungra. Shano and shoot them, then share the hill and your lungra. Ilona carapra, Kashawano etro, Kashimanjun, is the maroon, Shinkyol.
The next radio obituary is for Roberto Leal, the Portuguese singer, songwriter, and actor who sold more than 17 million albums, received 30 golden records, and 5 platinum. Woo. He wrote and produced most of his songs. He had a dynamic vocal range and was a great dancer. My favorite part, though, is that a data collection service in Rio conducted an opinion poll asking what was the first famous Portuguese person people could think of, and Roberto Leal was the number one answer. He just passed away at 67. It's the next radio obituary for Roberto Leal right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Fazia o meu cinto de salvação. Ai, as pernas da Carolina. Ai, ai.
sea, Caribbean islands. Oh, come away, come away, come away to the place where the living is the fun.
The cleanup radio obituary is for John Cohen, the American folk musician and musicologist. He was a founding member of the New City Ramblers, New Lost City Ramblers, excuse me, as well as a musicologist, photographer, and filmmaker. He was an abstract expressionist, and he also worked with Beat Generation writers during the filming of Pull My Daisy. Let's see here, what else did he do? He did other stuff. He was one of the most important discoverers of traditional musicians and singers, finding and recording Dillard Chandler, Roscoe Holcomb, many banjo players, most notably on the album High Atmosphere, the Grateful Dead song Uncle John's Band, according to what Cohen calls a true rumor, is supposed to have been written about Cohen and his band. John Cohen just passed away at 87. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Tax and flour, the lard and the meat, take the pennies away from me and my pal. You may sales tax everything that we have to eat, but don't you put a tax upon the gals. 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents in cash, that's the way my money goes to spending. But take off my hat and hit me with a bat if you put a sales tax on the women. Put the taxes on the good-looking girls, although I know the pennies have to go. Well, I wouldn't have it done for 100 or more. The boys wouldn't stand a bit of show. 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents of cash, that's the way my money goes a-spending. But take off my hat and hit me with a bat and put the sales tax on the women. Lovely little curls, if that is wrong, I hope I will repent. I would sure be sore, and I couldn't love no more if I had to pay the taxes as I went. 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents of cash, that's the way my money goes a-spending. Take off my hat and hit me with a bat if you put the sales tax on the women.
That's the way it goes, Uncle Sam knows, he'd just torture me and my pals. We would die with the blues without any shoes if you put the sales tax upon the gals.
1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents in cash, that's the way my money goes to spending. But take off my hat and hit me with a bat if you put a sales tax on the women. mean any harm when I step out at night. Happy times with the ladies I've spent. Sales tax on the kisses just wouldn't be right. In my pockets I would never have a cent. 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents of cash. That's the way my money goes to spending. Take off my hat and hit me with a bat if you put a sales tax on the women.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're doing an all-radio obituary episode tonight. Can you believe we already made it through the cleanup radio obituary? This is crazy. Crazy. We're just moving right along here, but there's plenty more to go. Don't you even think that this isn't going to take us all the way till 1 a.m. Don't think it. Now for a radio obituary for Phyllis Newman, the American actress and singer She won the 1962 Tony for the Best Featured Actress in a Musical for her role in Subways Are for Sleeping. She was also a major television celebrity in the 60s and 70s and a frequent panelist on game shows like What's My Line, Match Game, and To Tell the Truth. She was a perennial guest on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Phyllis Newman just passed away at 86. It's a radio obituary just for her, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I was a shoe in winter from Mississippi, back there where I come from. Not Massachusetts, not Minnesota, but Mississippi. There I was born, one frosty morn, right around dawn. They said, my, oh my, but this baby's so mighty pretty. You mock my words, she'll wind up in Atlantic City. I growed up and showed up, all blowed up in all the right directions. Won the local contests, Miss Watermelon, Miss Cotton Blossom, Miss Southern Comfort, trophies galore. Yes, by the score, oh so much more. They said, my oh my, she's accomplished as well as pretty. Show us your bow and she'll be queen in Atlantic City. Things were fairly skipping and the honeysuckle dripping. When I left my dear old mammy's side, I went down with my singing, dancing and reciting. They said, my, she's so exciting. She's Miss Jackson, Jackson City's bride. Ta-ta-ta-ta. I was a shoe in winter from Mississippi. But those awful judges made some suggestion, a proposition. I told them no, one after another. I'll have you horsewhipped, goodbye my brother. Don't you forget, sir, I have a mother. Tossed out, a forced out, I lost out on Atlantic City. Fame may be nice, not at that price. No, I wouldn't pay a dragon to shame my family name. No, I'd not betray it. One word I mean could make me queen. No, I wouldn't say it. Would not say yes, 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 yes. Would not say yes. Ta-ta-ta-ta. I was a shoe in winter from Mississippi. Oh, Charlie, Charlie, you should have seen my act. It was terrific. You see, the announcement came over the loudspeaker. And now presenting Miss Martha Vale in a musical dramatic playlet written and directed by herself. Now, during the first part of this, I want you to go boom, 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 you know, like it's drums. That's good. During the war between the states, many a story one relates of bravest heroism under fire. They tell of Emmalina Sue, who helped a Yankee to get through while she perished in a fatal death so dire. While her lover got away, she held her southern cousin at bay, distracting him with entertainment while her northern lover's train went.
Hey, that's a great rhyme. Did you write that yourself?
She'll break the mood. Keep drumming. Oh, Cousin Willis, don't you worry none about that Yankee. Why don't you stay and have another mint julep?
Okay, honey, I think I will.
Now, stop drumming and start humming like there's distant singing. Oh, Cousin Willis, do you remember the good old days when I used to sing for the family at night?
Why, sure, honey, why don't you sing for us right now?
Okay.
Something else. Something. On to a radio obituary for Stephen Dalachinsky, the American downtown New York City poet, active in the music, art, and free jazz scenes. He wrote poetry for most of his life. He read frequently at Michael Dorff's club, The Knitting Factory, also at the Poetry Project and the Vision Festival. Stephen Dalachinsky just passed away at 72. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There's a tiger in here tonight, a tiger in the night, some kind of creature destined for sainthood, a beast of a bleeder out to eat our souls. There's a toothed timekeeper savoring our skins, not what's beneath them, a contract killer stapled to the afterlife, but waiting for me here now at destiny's end. Carelessly I stalk the hunter as if it were me, as if he, she, this ravenous walker, those old well-worn pair of shoes, this cavernous feeling, this continuously playing unrecorded noise of cruelty and joy, of applause and pity, were the victim, the hunter, the victim, carelessly stalking me. Forcing me toward sainthood, prodding, goading, teasing, devilish teasing, showing me all sides but allowing me to see only this, der Kindertoten, kinder for letting some pass through its jaws unscathed. You perhaps be the same. You perhaps mean the same face, malevolent lover, hidden in the forehead of the beast.
Place, the green, the red, the green, the red, the five rums and cokes, knocked down the stomach, grumbling of too much, has base and everything, compounded, the elbow lining, wrist red, tight lost, all arthritic fingers, flingers, sharp pain like a pinprick where the... Tap. counseling leaned into trapper than the plastic movement of a more bent vehicles of water until Maduro, 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 then a list of explosions, explosions. And we are beyond the boundaries of noise. We are beyond the boundaries of insanely, insanely, insanely beyond the boundaries of structural chaos. Chaos, chaos, implosion of the universally big. Beyond the animal mind. The Berg Mountain, Humes, the Berg Mountain, Mount, 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 Humes, the Berg Mountain, Mount, 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 LED, 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 10-pointed epicenter of Pumfa, Pumfa, Agamemnon, Agamemnon, Lazet, 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 like the globes and the complex, complex collapses of the Stephen of Fleet and the glass is trembled on the top of the empty gas of the case and the first premium word. And we are so high and we are so low and there is nothing in between. And there is only in between. The melding of pure aesthetics and its most premium word, I never use, and the four and the five and the six rum and cokes of the top-notch enduro, and I got freer and freer and freer and free now has to do as begat. Enduro.
And now we have a radio obituary for Maria Rivas, the Venezuelan Latin jazz singer, composer, and painter. She was a leading voice in the region's environmental movement, and her musical message as a composer often had ecological undertones. Maria Rivas was just passed away at 59. I didn't do a good job of balancing this show out in terms of time. I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter. It just feels weird to be this far down the road already. It's the radio obituary for Maria Rivas right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey!
Still in tune with Bubbles in the Think Tank in this all Radio Obituary episode tonight. We're rolling right on through it. We're rolling right on through it so much that I get to say, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Rick Ocasek, the American singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, and painter. Many painters in the program tonight. You probably know him best as the lead vocalist, rhythm guitarist, and songwriter for The Cars. Rick Ocasek just passed away at 75. You know, everybody's talking. It's been a week. I'm not going through it all. No offense, mind you. No offense. Sometimes it's just what I gotta do. So I'm going to jump right in with something from one of the early iterations. Going all the way back to, 1972. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Rick Ocasek right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I remember what you told me before the winter snow, it came drifting down. You said it would be cold without you, and that was true. I didn't even know what you were talking about. I guess I'm finding out. Some of my old friends, well, how's the weather? I've had a lot of rain follow me around from town to town, and everyone is so out and down too far to reach. I guess I've got my mind back on yesterday. Think I'm tired of running, think I'm tired of being here alone inside this honeycomb. I cannot shake the sense, cannot claim this innocence this time. I should have known that I'd be walking for isn't bad without you, but that's not true. Didn't even know what you were talking about, and I guess I'm afraid.